This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You just heard that story from New York, which has a lot of schools. This next story is about a different kind of college town. We recently came across this headline in the Wall Street Journal. There's an antidote to America's long economic malaise, college towns. In the story, researchers looked at 16 places where overall job growth was strong, even though manufacturing growth fell more there than in the U.S. overall. Half of those places were also homes to colleges. We brought in Bob Davis from The Wall Street Journal, who wrote the story. Thanks for coming on.
Nice to be here.
Why don't you describe for me what Lee County in Alabama was like in, say, the late 1990s?
Well, Lee was going through the problems that a lot of communities were. It was businesses there were having a hard time keeping up with Chinese imports. A number of the businesses also were being automated out of existence, and the area was starting to be full of downtowns with empty offices and not much traffic.
And I would imagine most people listening have been in places that have that empty feeling. What would it look like if we drove through it today?
Well, now one of the areas, Auburn, is a college town, a sort of thriving college town. So it's turned around and it's doing quite well.
I ask those questions, obviously, because this is, you know, the thesis of this story that you wrote about areas that are booming. And it seems like it's because they have a university there. Tell me how you found this.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've done a series of stories on trying to explain the Trump and Sanders phenomenon. One of the stories looked at places that were greatly impacted by Chinese imports. And the number one place, the most vulnerable place, was a town called Callaway County, Kentucky. And I called there thinking, you know, I'd find a place that just was down on its luck. But the unemployment rate was pretty good. And you looked around and you said, well, why is this? And you, what you found was the presence of a, you know, lesser known university, Murray State, that had a good engineering and business department, and that made all the difference. But the idea that colleges made a difference economically kind of stuck with me.
You wrote this under the banner of an antidote to America's economic malaise. And I guess I wonder, what is this special spark that a college town can provide to industry?
Well, if you think about colleges as an employer, if you're in a small city and it's a, you know, reasonably sized school, it might be the biggest employer in town. But in addition, what a college does, if we think about it, is a college, their product is educated students. And particularly the way the economy is moving, where skills are rewarded and education is rewarded, the colleges, if they work with the local economic development officials, can be magnets for companies looking to relocate. And also, if you have professors in there that are working in the science or engineering field, you might have people who are, you know, entrepreneurs, basically, and want to stay in the area and like to stay in the area and build businesses as well.
Do you think this is a replicable model that could be used around the U.S.? After all, it seems like one of the positives in some of these places there's a fairly low cost of living.
It's not a foolproof system by any means. Just because you have a college doesn't mean you're going to be economically advantaged, but they become an anchor in a lot of places where there just isn't anything else.
Bob Davis from The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much.
Thank you.